The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're a lot of fun. They should make you smile. Just make sure you have a pulse. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Just take a look around. It's a lot closer than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Wow, using life lessons for our faith. What a great idea. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? We pay the bill. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds and then 3,600 seconds after that. I get math. I'll get it. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking the question about living life as a Christian, that process where you go through day-by-day events and have to do that connected to the Lord as a regular human being going through a sinful earth. You just got to figure out, how do I do this, staying connected to the Lord, staying in my faith, keeping my heart and mind committed to Him, and getting as little pollution from the world as I can, all the while advancing His kingdom, glorifying His name. How do we go about that? If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we encourage you to not let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, or the number to call. So we had this problem yesterday. People don't know. People tried to call the text number. Don't do that. That won't work. Call this number, 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer the phone. And when you have the phone and you have Terrific T on the other line, it's just like going to a doctor's checkup and the doctor says, everything's great. You don't got to change a thing. That happened to me once when I was 12, a little while ago. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, which leads us to the website, which we encourage you to check out because there's a lot of cool stuff on there, hemustincrease.org. Org. Oh, somebody's on the phone. I didn't even see somebody already calling it. See, this is my fault because I didn't know she was on the phone, so I gave her a lead-in for the website. Didn't see. Oh, I'm so bad. All right, let's do the website because I left it hanging. HemustIncrease.org. Website, HemustIncrease.org, HemustIncrease.org. Email David at HemustIncrease.org.
Okay, Facebook.
Just be ready. HemustIncrease Ministry. YouTube, HemustIncrease Ministry. All right, that's the website, which was my fault, my bad cue, turn over to her. We do have somebody calling in, so we want to give them the opportunity to call in, see what's going on there. Let's go ahead and ring it through. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Roy Richardson.
What's your name?
Roy.
Roy? Richardson. Roy, nice to see you. Nice to hear you from you, Roy. I can't really see you. You look like a phone right now. But talk to me, brother. What's happening?
Just here lately, I've been feeling like I've been getting a lot of signs, and I was in my car, and something told me to switch over to the AM radio, and I found you.
Uh-oh. Well, that's good and bad. There's two pieces of advice I'll give you. The first piece of advice is to make sure you get to aspirin, because you might need that from time to time listening to this show. We help all the aspirin companies, only in the sense that I give people a headache. The other part about that is everything you hear, you don't have to agree with anything, but you have to – all I ask people to do is listen to it, process it, and if it helps you draw closer to the Lord – that's what we're looking for. We're looking to help people draw closer in, one step at a time, one person at a time. So I certainly hope it's a blessing for you. You'll have an opportunity for prayer requests, for praise reports, and for Bible trivia. So it should be a little bit of fun for you.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in. And is there anything on your mind, anything we can pray for you about?
I was just thinking, you know, my grandmother, she's full-blood Jewish. And she used to pray in tongues with me over the couch, and I was just the first of probably 50 grandkids, but for some reason she had her rare Bible, and she gave it to me, and I haven't even read it yet, but I feel like there's definitely meaning behind that.
Yeah, I would definitely take advantage of that and read that for sure. Can I pray for you real quickly? All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and all we can do is come and ask you for not just help, but for blessing for Roy and for his life and what's going on. We ask you that the word of God that you've written, Lord, you created the universe. You can write a book, and we're just asking you to bless him with that word and let it strengthen him and let it encourage him. And hopefully by your grace, God, the show will be a blessing for him and a challenge for him to draw closer to you. We lift him up, ask you to protect him, ask you to guide him, ask you to direct his steps and all that he does. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye.
All right. That's one of the ways we open the show. And I think it's important for people to know that. You can call in. You can say, hey. I mean, that's one of the things we do. You can have a praise report, a prayer request. You can answer Bible trivia. You can share some of the things the Lord's doing in your life. The only thing we tell people is that, you know, make one call per show only because that enables other people to call in. I think that's kind of that's reasonable, isn't it? I don't think that's too mean. I could be mean, but I'm not going to be. Let's see. We did the website. We did that. I want to talk to you about this one thing. So for those that follow the show, sometimes we do expository. Sometimes we do topical. Sometimes we do whatever Dave runs across. That's what you're going to get some of that right here. Luke chapter 21, verse 10 through 13 says the following. Then he continued by saying to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, plagues and famines. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and they will persecute you, delivering you to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. And it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. All right. Now I gotta do this. I got to stop it right here. This is the key right here. So we talk about persecutions, and a lot of people talk about eschatology, how things are going to end. They talk about premillennialism, amillennialism, and postmillennialism, pre-tribulation rapture, mid-tribulation rapture, post-mid-tribulation rapture, and everybody's got a theory, and that's all cool. There's nothing wrong with that as long as that's not an issue of fellowship and everybody's standing firm that Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again, and as long as we've got the core of the gospel, especially as laid out in 1 Corinthians 15 and in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as long as we got that, we're good, all right? But look what Jesus says in Luke 21:13. All of this persecution, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. And what I want to convey to you is how unique God is in his weaving in our lives that he could take persecutions, okay? People that are against you or people that don't know the truth or people that are against Jesus, not against you. The only reason there are people being persecuted for Christ is because of Christ. But it leads for an opportunity for us to share testimony. So the reason I bring this up is just using a little bit of church history and especially for Roy and some of our newer people, you know, I've got a master's in theological study. I'm doing my doctorate program right now. The bottom line is that the persecution of the church led to the expansion of the gospel in the first century. And what would have been, and in many ways should have been, just a disastrous scenario for the church itself turned out to be God spreading the gospel to the four corners of the earth, fulfilling Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So what I want us to get, maybe, or grasp or hang on to, is the situations that present themselves to us are not always the way that it seems. It's not always what it is. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 talks about we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not by what you see and what you can evaluate, because you and I, we can't see everything. We can see some things, but God sees everything. And so when we say we walk by faith and not by sight, we walk by faith that God has got it covered. He's got it to the left. He's got it to the right. He's got it north, south, east, and west, above and below, and on each side. And he knows exactly where things will lead. And it's amazing that Jesus in Luke 21, talking about one of the toughest times that's going to come upon the face of the earth, pulls out of that, verse 13, it's going to lead for an opportunity for your testimony. You would think, well, I would think that would lead the opportunity for you, for us to hear, that's the trumpet, we're out of here, goodbye. But in the economy of God, which is different than the economy of man, in the ways that God does stuff, it leads to an opportunity to share and to advance the kingdom. Not a lot of us could gather that in our own sight, but the Lord has told us ahead of time. That's because he knows what's going on. That's kind of cool. Right there. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So I want other people's insight, because I'm not the only person that knows. It could be, hey, we want to, you know, talk more about current events, or hey, we want to talk more about good places to eat in Texas, or hey, we want to talk about, you know, who's got the best pizza, or we could stop talking about food because I'm really hungry and I'm waiting to do a barbecue at my son's house tonight. So you know, it's that kind of stuff that's going on. All right, so let's get the next trivia question in, and then we'll go from there. The next trivia question is a little easier question, I think, than the previous questions. How many days was Saul, before he became Paul, how many days was Saul blind in Damascus? How many days was he blind in Damascus? Ooh. So he was, remember, he was on his donkey, and then the Lord went, bam! And then he was no longer on his donkey, but on his rear side. And then he went over to Damascus. How many days was he there? And how many days was he there blind? Is kind of the question that we're asking, okay? All right, and then the last time I'm going to say this again, Paige, I'm really sorry. I said I want to give this word of the day sent out in honor of Pam, and I said Pam instead of Paige. Paige, I'm sorry. Yes, you imagine my wife, how many times I got to say sorry? All right, anyway, what do we got? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you. This is Joy.
And this is Cordy.
You guys are you're great. I love you guys.
and we know the answer.
What's the answer to the trivia question?
Three.
That is correct. Yes. That is correct. Man, did you guys do it. You hit it out of the park. That's going to have to get captured and replayed on a regular basis. Excellent job, ladies.
You.
Oh, you're so great.
We love you and celebrate you and keep teaching.
You got it.
Okay. Yes.
God bless. Thanks. Good
God
job.
Bless you.
Good job, bye-bye. Cordy. Good job, Cordy. Good job, Joy. Excellent work.
Thank you.
On Christ the solid rock, I
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I bet that fooled a lot of you. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A lot of people, so what we do is we'll capture some things that take place on the show, and then we replay them, okay? And so it fools quite a few people. Now, we're not trying to fool anybody, so don't get the wrong idea. I'm just saying we do that because those are great moments, special moments in the show. We think they're worthwhile, and we capture them, we replay them. We just think they're a blessing to hear, and we hope that it is that way for you. Let's get ready to do our first live trivia question for today. In what book of the Bible do we read the words, "For the love of money is the root of all evil"? Dun, dun, dun. The love of money is the root of all evil. There you go. Now, it does not say money is the root of all evil, so people do not think that. Money is simply a tool, a stewardship tool, actually. But it's the love of money, the greed, the overpassioned desire, the living for money that changes it all. Where in the Bible do we read the words, "For the love of money is the root of all evil"? If you think you know, you can call us 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Make sure you don't call the text number because I can't answer it. And then you can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's see. A couple things I do want to remind you. So tomorrow we'll be doing – what is today? Today's Tuesday, right? Okay. So Thursday we'll be doing the book of Acts. We have done Ezra. We've only done two. And the teaching in Ezra, Nehemiah is just getting going. So you got to give it a little time to kick in. We're going to be doing some Psalms tomorrow, though. I'm pretty sure about that. Because I want to do that, or some Matthew, one of the two, Psalms or Matthew. Other things to tell you about. Please be in prayer for the people in the audience. I know when you're spending time, daily time with the Lord praying, you've got things that you've got to bring before the Lord, and you should, that are in your life. And that's a good thing. There's nothing bad about that. But if you're only focused on yourself, then it becomes not a good thing. So we want to be praying for others, and some of the people you can be praying for are people that are in our audience that are going through different trials at different times or just need to be encouraged, just need to be loved. And it's just, it doesn't take long. Paul said, I thank God I mention you in prayer. He doesn't say, I thank God I spend 15 hours talking about you in prayer. It's not what it says. It says, I mention you. And it's like, that's good enough. Do the mention. All right. Do we need to cover anything else? We got the trivia question out. Just remind me to give the answer. Let me go to this next teaching. Speaking of, it's really funny, I didn't even realize that, but talking about praying for one another. So when you're praying for the audience, it just so happens that I'm teaching right now in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Says this: let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking the assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. So this ministry is called He Must Increase Ministry. It comes from John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. And that's what John said, and we try to follow that as much as we can. Our goal here is to encourage Bible believers who are pretty distant, and then people who are just not sure and just trying to figure it out. And we're there for that, and we call them non-Bible believers. And our goal in this process is to encourage one another. I mean, that's it. We use encouragement, education, and entertainment to bring it all together. And this scripture commands us, tells us, I just want you to catch this, that we're to stimulate one another. We're to, encourage one another. We're to encourage one another to assemble, to gather, to connect, as all the more as you see the day approaching, which means as bad as it's getting and as close as it gets and as closer as it's getting, in the meantime, do yourselves a favor and encourage one another as that's taking place. All right, we do have somebody who's called in on the trivia question, so I'm going to lean over and do the touch the button thing. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Shorty.
Hi, Shorty. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, I got the answer, I think.
All right. Well, now I'm going to give you the opportunity. I did want to let you know I shared your testimony with my wife. She doesn't get to listen to the show very often. So I shared your testimony with my wife. She was really blessed by it. So I just want to thank you for that. Okay?
Well, thank you.
All right.
My wife is with me today, too. That's great.
That's pretty good. All right. What book of the Bible?
I say it's in 1 Timothy.
That is correct! Now, do you know more specifically? It's 1 Timothy. Do you remember what chapter, what verse?
Let's just say 6.
That's correct, too. That's another one.
And about 6:10, something
that's
like
it,
that.
That's it, exactly. Exactly. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, the love of money is the root of all evil. So it's not money, but it's the love of money. That is the most misquoted passage. That and the passage on pride are the two most misquoted passages in the Bible. People say pride goes before destruction. Pride goes before a haughty spirit. It's the pride that goes before a fall, a haughty spirit before destruction. And the people just say pride goes before destruction. They mix the verses together. And on this one, they just forget the love part. So excellent job nailing that down, the address and everything. Kudos to you and your wife. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You guys have a blessed rest of the day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So you see how I can mess up his scripture? And I've done that. Pride goes before a fall and a haughty spirit before to start. And it's like I've messed that up. I can't believe I messed it up. I've quoted that scripture 1,000 times. Hey, guess what? I'm not perfect. That's why we lean on the everlasting arms. That's what we do. All right. So let me go back to this island thing. Good job, by the way, on that trivia question. Let me go back to this. So we're supposed to consider ways to stimulate one another. And that what that means is really to encourage one another. And I will tell you this. This is just an absolute truth that going to church on Sunday and going to a Bible study and then being disconnected all the rest of the time is not really what is in mind in the New Testament church. It's not the mindset. It doesn't mean you spend every waking hour with one another. I don't know where they get those ideas because they would meet together, which means that they would also separate if they had to come and meet together. The idea behind this is that we need to encourage one another towards love and good deeds. And the reason we encourage one another towards love is because you accomplish the desires that God has with you for other people by loving them. And in fact, we're going to be talking about love in the next 60-minute segment because there's something really funny grammatically about it. But it's the idea is to have that mindset. And it's not that difficult to think, well, gosh, if I were them, what would I need or what would I want or what would help me? And then just insert that and just reverse that formula. Just reverse engineer it. And so the idea is not to bail out on one another, but to be encouraging towards one another. I can tell you as a person who is a pastor of multiple churches that one of the most encouraging things was the consistency that people would come to the church in. They don't say it because nobody wants to say it. I'm not a pastor right now. I can say whatever I want. And it's like, it's a blessing to be able to count on people that are steadfast in there, whether your church is 20 or 2,000 or 10,000. There's something about it that's just great. And so other people also are a blessing to see at church. And I'm going to give you a quick example. Noelle and I were in San Clemente for a little while. And we went to this really good church. It was a Heritage Christian Fellowship. Great guy, great people. And what I liked about the church was that when I went to church, the people in the small group that I knew, they were at the church. So they had like three services, two or three services. So we would go usually to the later service because we're sleep-in people. And so we would go, and they would be there. And that was encouraging. It was like, okay, now we're going to fellowship together in this bigger corporate setting. And that was a blessing. And it's a blessing to one another to be seen and to see other people and to engage. Here's the bottom line. In the new heavens and the new earth, you're not going to buy an island. You can buy one here for a little while until God comes to claim his territory because nobody owns anything on earth except for God. Everybody's renting, in case you You didn't know that. But the idea behind this is that we're there for one another. We should consider how to stimulate and encourage one another. And it can be something as simple as praying for somebody. It could be something as simple as smiling and saying, the Lord put you on my heart. I just want to pray for you. It could be something as simple as sending a text or an email, just encouraging people. Now, I'm not talking about emails in mass where you send an email and go, you know, if you love Jesus, send 10 more of these. Okay, stop that. Nobody likes that. It's irritating and it's ridiculous. And that's a way that people do scams and stuff like that. Don't do stuff like that. But if there's somebody that you know, send them a personal email and tell them you appreciate them and you love them and you're praying for them or anything along those lines. That little gesture, or use a handwritten note. They still have mail. And that gesture is a great blessing. It's a way to stimulate and to encourage other people as we see the day draw near. Because I think everybody knows, without being brilliant, it's getting closer. If you were a Christian 20 years ago, and you're a Christian now, you're probably going, it's a lot closer. Because it's just like, it seems like the slide is much steeper these days than it used to be. And if you've been a Christian for 40 years or plus, like myself, you're thinking, slide is heading straight down. This is not good. So while that's going on, let's encourage one another. Let's strengthen one another. Let's be a blessing to one another. Let's stimulate one another. Okay? I mean, isn't that a good way to? Okay, right. There you go.
I got Al's like, if you want God's blessing, send this to 10 people. People that do that's so irritating. It's just like, so, it's not even funny. It's like, stop it. And if you guys think, well, no, that's stop doing that.
Chain letter people and emails. Oh my goodness. Just makes you want to cry. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here in KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break. We'll be up at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.